And we're joined now by the Executive Director of the Louisiana Housing Authority, Nicole Sweezy. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it sounds like there's much work that remains.
There is a tremendous amount of work that remains, and I believe the impact of this flood will be felt for years to come on the rental community and those experiencing homelessness.
Yesterday, Ben Carson was in town. I'm sure you were there.
I did meet with him, yes.
What was the consensus from the meeting with Secretary Carson?
The consensus really was about providing people with housing first, that once you provide people with housing, they can focus on the other things that they might need to do to keep them from experiencing homelessness again.
Now, he said that federal money that has been earmarked for flood victims has trickled in because of what he called a labyrinth of federal red tape. Is that the summation that you believe is accurate as far as what's going on?
I believe we are moving faster than we have ever moved before after a disaster, already having some of these federal dollars on the ground and helping families such as Africa Roan.
But much of it has not been dispersed. When does that happen, or do you have any idea?
I can't state to when all of that will happen. As the programs continue to implement and grow, the money will be expended faster.
How does the Louisiana Housing Corporation work in conjunction with these other entities?
Right. So it is our job really to be a one-stop shop for affordable housing for our citizens across the state. So the Louisiana Housing Corporation is in charge of implementing the affordable rental programs that were with the dollars that were given to the state to help people recover from the flood.
Immediately after what happened a year ago, I'm sure you were deluged with people who were affected. How is it right now?
Sure. So immediately after the flood, we went right into the shelter, working to get people out of the shelter back into some type of housing. And the state, we are still running a hotel program for individuals that were in the FEMA Transitional Shelter Assistance Program. We have 7 households left in that program. We have over 150 households now in our rapid rehousing program, with people requesting assistance on a daily basis. So we continue to see a strong need for affordable rental housing.
What's the basic message you want to send right now, with a year removed and some progress, but much work left?
Sure. So if people are finding themselves still in need of rental housing, and they might say, well, I am not of low income, or I don't qualify for any of the state's programs, we have a great housing locator service that is available to anyone in the state in need of rental housing. It is called LA Housing Search, and that is the website address. And the phone number is 877-428-8844. And with that,
could you repeat that?
Sure. The phone number is 877-428-8844. And when you call that number, you can get live help to connect you with affordable or just available rental housing. You tell them where you want to live, what you need to pay, what size home you're looking for, and they can help you with that.
How has this affected you?
This has been, for this disaster for me, has just taught us that we had no idea how many people were living doubled and tripled up prior to the flood, how many people were just on the edge of homelessness every day, and that we have to continue to work harder to ensure that our Louisiana citizens remain housed.
Let's give the number one more time.
Sure. That number is 877-428-8844, and the website address is LA Housing Search.
Well, thank you, Nicole Sweezy, the Executive Director for the Louisiana Housing Authority and for the Louisiana Housing Corporation. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you.